delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like. It's the Harry and Dana podcast.
I had a weekend out and about, went to Denman and checked out the place, went to Two Rivers Winery, checked that out.
Stunning place out there.
It was a great day for it too. I just did want to bring up something with you that you did the entire weekend, and I didn't bring it up with you at the time, but I think that you might have been embarrassing yourself. You've got
that
this...
That is... That's like somebody having food on their face and not telling them in the moment.
But no, it's very different. It's very because I couldn't stop you. You just kept doing this thing.
What?
You've got this new housemate, by the way, and she works in the mines.
Yeah.
And I think you've picked up a bit of the lingo of the mining chat. And so you were dropping it into conversations with everyone while we were out on the weekend. So you were like, and I had no idea what you were talking about. So like you dragged, first of all, we went to Denman. You dragged me to this op shop and I was like, ugh.
I love op shops.
So I waited out the front and then you were taking forever. And I was like, I'm going to have to go in there and see if she's okay. So I went inside and you were chatting with the lady behind the counter because like you can chat.
I'm friendly.
And you were like, oh yeah, so when we're on the swing.
It's not the swing, it's on swing.
On swing. And I was like, what is that? And then we went out, and then we left there, and then we went to a coffee shop, and then you did the same thing at the coffee shop. The poor lady behind the counter at the coffee shop, you were like, oh, and then we were like on the swing.
Well, we don't go on swing because we don't work in the mines.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
It just means when you're like rostered on for your time on
the roster. Are you sure that that's what those things mean yourself?
I'm pretty sure because... if I use something in context, then I'm more likely to remember it. So it's like if I meet someone, oh, hi, Margaret, nice to meet you, Margaret. How are you, Margaret? Now I'll remember Margaret's name, won't I?
But we don't work in mining. We work in radio. So why were you even using those terminologies?
Oh, because I was talking about the people who work in the mines.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously. It's not my fault you're not educated on these terms.
Maybe I'm not. I just don't think you were using them right.
What about this one? This is a new one that I learned that you'll love. What's after work here, we finish up our show.
Yeah.
And we go on crib. What's that?
We go on crib. Well, crib is like, that's what like rap stars refer to their homes as. So I guess it's just go home to our cribs.
No.
Oh.
It means you go to lunch, obviously.
What do you mean, obviously? No, I don't think you're using these right. If you're 654-11981, if you're in mining or you know someone in mining and you can shed some light on some of these terms, is there any other ones that you know?
Yeah, 5445.
Listen to you drop them.
I am using these right. You just, it's not my fault that you don't know what they are because you don't talk to people.
Listen to you dropping them like you know what they mean.
I do.
What's that one mean?
That's a lifestyle roster, obviously.
654-11981. If you're in mining or you know someone in mining, shed some light. I don't think that Dana is using these terminologies right. Or should she be using them at all if she's not in mining?
I think I should.
Have just joined us. We're chatting about this mining lingo because Dana's moved in with a new housemate, hot housemate, who happens to be mining. No, she is though. And she happens to be mining, and you seem to have picked up some of the lingo, and you were dropping it like crazy all weekend, and I just feel like you weren't doing it right,
well,
but you got it wrong.
No, I got it right. When you're on swing, it's the days that you're working, which is what we're doing right now. We're on swing.
Okay.
And one that I didn't mention to you before is called a shutdown, and you're just going to have to look that up because that's what I want to do with you.
Wow.
The Big Three.
Baraba Hunters Toyota Specialists for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio. Hello, Jess.
Hey,
how are we?
How are you? How was your weekend?
It was good.
It's pretty chill. How was your hosting event?
Yeah, how'd you go on Friday night? Because you were hosting in Singleton.
It was so much fun.
Yeah?
It was awesome.
How long had it been since you'd hosted something?
Like, when was the last event? Like, last year?
Oh, wow.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah, I reckon our Christmas spectacular was the last.
Holy moly.
Face-to-face situation.
So it was free booze, free food. Did you get carried away?
No, I was
just
asking. Harry, that's just you.
I'm just asking. I did it once. I had to host this thing.
Oh.
And I drank too much. And started saying all these like really weird things, and then I dropped the microphone in front of everyone.
Not on purpose.
You know, like I just, it wasn't on purpose. I dropped it, and it went like boom, and like started feedbacking, and everyone was like, "Take the microphone off that man."
Oh no,
it was terror. I still dream about it sometimes. Oh. It comes back to haunt me.
Well, you looked stunning on Friday night, Jess. Your beautiful sequined dress,
but like a disco ball. It was so cool.
Yeah, you looked amazing.
Let's go to Cessnock first for this first story of the Big Three. There's a lady missing?
Yeah, so 82-year-old Joy Morrow was last seen last night about 20 past six when she told her husband she was going to go out and walk her dog, but she didn't come home. So police were alerted. They did a ground search. They did a search with Polair as well and SES, but they haven't been able to find her. So they're starting up the search again this morning around about now. So they're asking local residents to check their garages, their sheds, their backyards, just in case she, you know, got lost or wanted to take shelter somewhere. We do have a photo of her up on our website as well to check out, but hopefully they find her nice and quick this morning.
Something the community can get around to help out too.
Yeah absolutely. Exactly. I hope they find her. Big weekend, obviously you were probably glued to the television watching the Trump-Biden debacle, the saga all play out, but we've got a brand new president of the United States.
Yeah, so Joe Biden is the US president-elect, 290 to Trump's 214. The vice president is Kamala Harris, who's the first coloured female vice president, which is really cool. So, yeah, Trump hasn't conceded defeat. Apparently the word on the street is that he doesn't want to, which makes sense. We're not surprised by this, are we? He's going to be like his child who's had kicking his toys and, taken
yeah,
off him.
Kicking and screaming, dragged out of the White House that way.
Look, whatever you think about American politics, Trump is entertaining and I'm going to miss it.
He is entertaining.
He's so entertaining.
This
I'm
better for the world,
it.
Though.
No, I get that. I totally get that. You know, I said this morning as well. I wasn't actually able to travel to the US when Trump was in power because I'd travelled in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And so with his travel ban, apparently Biden, that's one of the first things he's going to scrap is the travel ban. So I might actually be able to get a visa this time around. So.
And maybe they'll be able to get on top of coronavirus one way or another. Apparently he's going to introduce like a 12 people who are going to be like a coronavirus, I don't know,
team.
That's a good word. Yeah. Coronavirus team to try and sort some stuff out.
If you have just joined us, we're chatting with Jessica Rouse from the newsroom about the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. Melbourne travel to regional Victoria, that's now allowed.
Yeah, so the Ring of Steel in Melbourne is now no more. That 25-kilometre travel rule is now scrapped or from midnight tonight. There's also some other restrictions that are easing as well. The cap on the number of people allowed to use outdoor venues is now going to be 40 inside and 70 outside. Gyms and indoor pools can open, so can cinemas, libraries, play centres, museums, skate parks. The indoor limit at those places will be 20 people, but at least they can open, which is awesome news.
Yeah, and I think people are going to start travelling and being inside that Ring of Steel when it was going on. Mm-hmm. People are going to be booking out resorts in regional Australia. I'm really excited for the tourist industry in regional because they have suffered big time.
Yeah.
So because you were living in Melbourne under these conditions no more than a month ago, really?
Yeah, really a month ago. So I'm just so excited for everybody who can get out and about. Like, for me, hiking's a huge thing. So being cooped up and not being able to hike was huge. So just even to be able to, you know, go visit family members in regional, this is great for the whole of Australia.
We're finally getting back to normal, hopefully soon, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and if all goes to plan, then on the 23rd, borders will open between New South Wales and Victoria.
That'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be finally good. We're getting there, guys. We're getting there. So Jessica Rouse, thank you so much for the big three.
No worries.
We'll see you at 7:30 for your news update. This is Harry and Dana at Power FM.
Post. In entertainment news, celebrities everywhere are celebrating the Biden-Harris US election win. John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen took a cruise around West Hollywood, rather, standing up through the sunroof of their car, giving shouts out to crowds. But both Lizzo and Lady Gaga got teary with their followers on Instagram.
To see a black woman in the White House, a brown woman in the White House, Indian American woman in the White House, and I'm so ready to see if America can hold itself accountable.
Can we just talk about the fact that we just elected the first female into this role? This is just, thank you so much to everybody that voted.
Cher also took to Twitter to say America is part of the world again, and Barbara Streisand posted an old performance of this track.
Happy times, happy nights, happy days.
Yes, very much a happy day for a lot of people over in America, despite What we are seeing as a divided country, there is a lot of relief going on over there over the weekend. A lot of street parties and that kind of thing in New York and Washington as well.
Yeah, I heard, it was all over Twitter. I saw it yesterday, like people just driving up and down Washington, D.C. on the horns.
It's what I, when I was in Italy, there was one of a huge soccer game that was played over there when I was there. Mm. And people just go around the streets honking their horns. It was akin to that.
Yeah.
Just people partying and celebrating on the streets, singing.
It's funny the difference between the election between the President of the United States of America and the Prime Minister of Australia. Like, no one cares. Like, I get it.
Completely
some people do care, but it's completely
though, yeah.
different. But no one is, like, down in the streets beeping their horns when ScoMo got elected. Like, just doesn't
That's
happen.
Very true.
Very
you can
different.
Tell that lots of passion in America at the moment.
I think I've been talking about this, not regularly, but I've talked about it a little bit on the show.
What do you mean, not regularly? Well, all I get in my ears. I'm dating this woman.
To you, yes. But I am on the dating apps. I'm on Tinder and Bumble. And I met this girl on Tinder about a month ago, and we've been chatting, we exchanged numbers, and it seems to be going quite well, and we seem to get along quite well, and we've actually organised to have a date.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. It's not until the 21st of November, so it's a little while off.
So 2 weeks from
two
now.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. She lives an hour and a half away.
That's a trek, but that's okay. Well, if you're getting along, I guess that's a good sign.
I just wanted to know if you... what your thoughts were, like one, being an hour and a half away, that's pretty far. We work on the weekends here. I don't know, do you think this is worth pursuing? Do you think that you can find someone, you can find love online?
No, basically? You know my opinion on this. I do not think dating apps work at all.
Why?
Because you can't get the vibe. You can't get the, you know, you've been chatting, you say, for a month now, but to me, you have to meet in person to get like that, see if you have that spark.
So you're saying you have to chat for a couple of days, then meet in person quite quickly.
Yeah, and then you can just like, if it doesn't work, then you just like put them in the no thank you pile.
Has online dating ever worked for you?
No, never. I've done it a few times. So, I mean, I don't have extensive experience, but I've done it a few times. And, you know, there was one guy that I chatted to for quite a while, like you, a month.
Yeah.
He was a swimming teacher and he seemed really lovely, you know, family oriented. And then we got in person and it just was a total flop. No conversation.
Yeah.
It's like he's great behind the keyboard, but as soon as he was in person, it's super awkward.
A lot of people are better behind a keyboard. That's what another thing that I'm worried about is whether or not this person, like this guy's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward. That
nah,
would,
you'll be fine.
Especially after an hour and a half drive and it's going to be an awkward day. I'm just not quite sure. I just thought... I put it out there on 654-11981. Did you find love online? Does it work?
I don't think you can find love online. I think that, you know, you have to meet someone in person to get the vibe. It just doesn't work.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I love the whole old school romance kind of thing. Like, I would love to just meet someone walking down the street or something and you bump into one another and like it is in the movies. But that doesn't work like that anymore, Dana. It's all online.
Aww.
And I think people do find their loves online.
Nah, I don't know. I'm super skeptical about this. I think it's just too weird and awkward.
654-11981. We'll take your calls next. Did you find love online? I want to remain positive about this, and maybe you can talk me into actually going on this date as well. Just join the show. I've got a date coming up on the 21st. I am excited about it. I am
looking
forward to it. I have met this girl online. She lives an hour and a half away. I was just a little bit skeptical about whether or not this is something that I should get into. You're very skeptical about online dating.
I just think that you have to... You've been chatting to her for a month. Like, I think there's an overinvestment there, whereas I've tried online dating in the past and you try and have a date in the first couple of days, so then if it doesn't work, you can put in the too hard pass pile.
We put it out there on 654-11981. Did you meet your love online? Does this actually work?
We've got Jess from Scone on the line. Maybe you're going to prove me wrong. Did you meet your love online, Jess?
I did. I was single for 8 years and then I took the leap and met up with somebody, which I think you should definitely do, regardless of whether she's an hour and a half away. And,
aww,
you know, just go for it.
So you're a bit like me. You sound like a hopeless romantic.
I think I probably am. But
so run us through the story. How did you guys meet? Was it a dating app?
Yeah, it was actually. It was swiping away and ended up matching up. And I think, you know, went and met up. And the first date was absolutely a bit of a shambles, but we're 2 months on and couldn't be happier.
Oh, great news.
So you didn't call it quits after the first date. It didn't go down so well and you were just like, okay, let's give this another go.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, I think he was definitely worth it, and here we are.
Okay, great. That's there so you go. Nice. That's a fantastic story.
Maybe I should be less skeptical.
But you should just love, Dana. Just be old school romantics like Jess and I from Scone. Thanks for your call, Jess. Appreciate it. Let's go to Singleton now, where Sarah is. You've met your love online as well, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah, so technically we used to work together, but we never spoke. But once he left, I noticed he was starting to kind of lurking on my Instagram, kept following, unfollowing me and watching all my stories. And I was just really confused at what was going on. So I decided to message him first, and it went from there. And now we've been together for almost a year. We've got two matching tattoos, and it looks like we might be getting engaged in the near future.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness! Matching tattoos. That means that that's you have to stay with him now.
Oh, it's a done deal. And I mean, even now, we're doing long distance, 5 hours, so it definitely can work. An hour and a half is nothing. You'll be so fine.
That's nothing. Yeah, 5 hours. So you guys met. I've never thought of it that people could meet on Instagram. That's amazing.
Sliding into the DMs.
So you weren't turned off that he was stalking you online first?
I was more just interested and then kind of into it. So I was like, okay, I got to know this story.
Wow.
Okay.
Very different from when I stalk girls on Instagram.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.